In the presentation on short-term investments, short-term securities, short-term instruments, we discussed the popular ones such as savings accounts and money market accounts, CDs, but the less popular ones for we retail investors, for us retail investors, are corporate paper, bankers' acceptance notes, and treasury bills. Now, to be sure, there are some investors who invest in these, but in the case of corporate paper and bankers' acceptance notes, the smallest denomination is in the $100,000 range. So it's not typical that retail investors are going to use these instruments. Money market mutual funds, money market accounts at banks and credit unions, pension funds, life insurance companies, companies that have huge pools of money are the ones that typically will invest in these. And what we're going to do is we're going to take a look at a money market mutual fund annual report. Now, in Chapter 4, that's part of your assignment. You're going to take a look at a mutual fund annual report. So this will give you a little bit of a primer for Chapter 4 also. So let's click on the money market mutual fund and go get rid of that and then make this a little bit bigger. Now, this is a U.S. government money market fund, so it's mostly going to be treasury bills. And this is the company American Funds. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there. And notice, seeking to earn income while preserving capital and maintaining liquidity. In other words, your money is safe. Now, it's not guaranteed by a bank or any other entity, but the investments that they invest in are mostly treasury bills. So you don't have to worry. The United States government is not going bankrupt anytime soon, no matter what they say on right-wing radio. So you're going to learn, or you're going to go through these and read about these as you go through Chapter 4 on your annual report. So let's skip through all that and run down to the investment portfolio. Now, this mutual fund is made up of virtually all short-term securities. You'll see almost 50% are from federal agencies, almost 32% U.S. Treasury bills, and then repurchase agreements. We'll sort of skip those. They're a little bit tricky. But also notice that they use bonds also. Not a whole lot, 6.5%, but they use bonds that are so close to maturity that they look like a corporate paper. And we'll discuss bonds in detail later on, so relax. But here, these are the things we want you to see. Federal agency, go away. How do you get rid of that? I don't know. This is so difficult. Okay, so here we go. Federal agency discount notes. Now, these are short-term securities that are issued by an entity that is sponsored or held now, the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, they're actually held by the Treasury. And notice, they're going to be paying 1.99%, 2.08%. But notice when they mature, this is as of September 2019. These have already matured in November of 2019. Right, they're 30-day, 90-day, 180-day. And notice that the principal is $150,000. Well, at the day 30th of September 2019, this amount here, I wish I could stop doing that, was worth $149,978. So you buy them at a discount. That's why they're called discount notes. And they mature at the principal amount. So you see, that's why these numbers are all lower than the principal amount. And notice all of these have already, they've already matured. Here's one up until December. Here's one up, well, this one hasn't. It's the 11th of January. This one hasn't matured yet from Freddie Mac. And here are treasury bills. Most of all these have matured. And here's one that's matured about 10 days ago. And so what happened is the mutual fund bought these at a discount, and then when they matured, they received the principal amount, and that's how they earn their interest. It's not what we're used to when we put our money in a savings account or a CD where we have a set principal and we earn interest on top of it. These are bought at a discount, and that's something that you need to understand. Now, repurchase agreements, we'll ignore those for now. And now look at these. Here are Treasury bonds that are essentially going to be retired, mature, very soon. And so we'll discuss bonds and notes much later on. So you see the how this works? And in the assignment, I ask you to find a quote on corporate paper or a banker's acceptance notes. And it's a little difficult because most of us retail investors don't buy these things. So if you walk into a brokerage firm and ask to find some quotes on some corporate paper, their eyes will light up because they'll think you're worth millions of dollars. And then when they find out that it's because you're taking an introduction to investment class at a local community college, it's all kind of going, oh, all right, get out of here. Okay, here's your quote, get out of here. Okay, so this also gives you a little bit of experience of taking a look at a mutual fund annual report, which we're going to do in the next chapter. So hope this has been helpful. Remember, any comments, criticisms, suggestions, you know where to contact me. Onward and upward, dear students, we are very proud of you.